Ghosts are everywhere.
Hola.
Hello. Oh, okay, not English today.
Bonjour.
Bonjour.
Buongiorno.
Ciao.
Oh, we're Italian.
Hola a tutti.
Hey.
Hola.
Geppetto.
Geppetto. Linguini. I was trying to think of other languages we could say hello in.
Not necessarily. I was just Italian other words, Italian words. That's all the languages I know. I've ran out of languages.
Yeah. Anin. That's all. I know that too.
What's
that's
that?
It. That's all I got. That's Anishinaabemowin.
Oh, what was it? Say it again.
Anin.
Anin?
Anin. It's like A-A-N-I-N, I think.
Anin.
Anin.
Okay. Well,
Isn't it cute?
We're learning something new. Anin.
Yeah. I can tell you, I'm pretty sure I can say hello all my relatives. I think it's Bonjour and Ninoi Magnadok. Anin.
Anin.
Hello, all of my relatives. I think that's what that is.
Cute.
I'm pretty sure.
Cute.
I know. Isn't that cute?
That's lovely.
Yeah.
Well, we're learning.
Oh, I learned today how to say there's lots of snow because it was the Ojibwe word of the day.
Okay.
With this awesome, like, lovely Ojibwe man I follow on Instagram. Mm-hmm. He does Ojibwe word of the day every day. And I can't remember what. Yeah, like, it basically, like, there's lots of snow today.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, I don't know. I'm going to get it wrong.
I mean, he's lying. There's not lots of snow. There's supposed to be.
There's supposed to be snow.
There's supposed to be.
At some point. I mean, where he lives, I guess there's snow.
And no, he's lying. If there's not lots of snow here, there's not lots of snow.
No, there's no snow.
It's not true.
Impossible. Yeah, unless there's snow where we are, there is no snow.
Unless I can physically see snow.
Yeah, there's no snow.
There is no snow.
Not
I'm
even one bit.
I'm pretty sure that's how that works.
Oh, it's, oh yeah, there is an abundance of snow is Gunika.
Gunika.
I think so.
Gunika. Wow, it's so simple.
I know.
Wow.
There's lots of snow.
Gunika.
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 Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah.
Now we know. We're learning.
Now we know. There's lots of snow. So when there is lots
when
of snow.
When there is lots of snow.
around us, which is not today.
Gunika.
Gunika.
Gunika. There's it's supposed to snow a bunch before Christmas.
Perfect. So as we walk around this winter wonderland we call Ontario, we'll just start waving around. Gunika.
Mm-hmm.
Gunika.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The snow knows, but we'll remind
the
us.
The snow knows.
There's lots of snow.
It's what we always say. The snow knows. Yeah.
The snow knows.
Mm-hmm.
And those are facts.
Well, this
and this is
Ghosts Are Everywhere.
This is Ghosts Are Everywhere, where we just have a lot of language talk off the top.
Yes, obviously,
yeah,
clearly,
of course,
what we do.
Yeah. I'm Carly.
I'm Cecilia. I'm not Carly.
Yeah, no, and I'm not Cecilia.
I refuse to be Carly.
I've said it once. I'll say it again. I will never be Cecilia. And you can't make me.
You can't. You can try.
You can try. People have.
People.
But they
people,
will not and have not succeeded.
They'll try. But.
They'll do it.
They can't do it.
It doesn't work.
Mm-mm. No
Mm-mm.
chance. No. But we're here. We're back. We're
That's
late.
Right. We're
because
back.
We're bad yeah. at scheduling things.
Because you know what? It's holidays. Give us a break.
It's Christmas
give us a,
time.
Give us a break. Give us a Kit Kat.
It's holly.
Okay?
It's the holidays.
Yes.
And
we just want to be jolly.
There's a lot going on.
There's so much happening. Just let us be, okay?
Yeah.
All right.
We're getting
Thank
into
you.
The season
Thank
where
you.
I have to go places. And then every day that
mm-hmm.
I don't have to go places, I have to work.
It's literally that. It's
mm-hmm.
just... thing after day and it's dark
one
out
or another.
There's so much happening.
Oh my god, it's dark out. I left work early today. Like I got home mm-hmm. at like 5:30, which is usually
nice.
When I leave work, and I was like I just got home and was like tired. Yeah. It's bedtime.
It was nighttime because it's dark out.
It's dark when I
by 5:30
leave.
It's dark.
It's dark when I get home. I'm tired. It's like or, like, days off, I'll be, like, doing things around the house, and then I'll be like, oh, I'm gonna, like, go grocery shopping. I'm gonna go to the gym, and then it'll be, like,
mm-hmm.
4 o'clock, and it'll be dark, and I'll be like,
yeah.
oh, I can't do anything.
I'm like, I can't leave it. I can't leave now.
Actually,
it's nighttime. Actually.
It's 5:30, yeah. and I have to go to bed.
Yeah. There's
so
no way.
I have to tell you about my Avatar debacle.
Yes, what happened? So Cecilia was supposed to see Avatar.
So okay, I was supposed to see the feature film Avatar 2, The Shape, no, The Way of Water, not The Shape of Water. That's a different movie.
Avatar, imagine if it's Avatar 2, The Shape of Water. They put the two together and that they call it a new movie.
Yeah. So I went. I went to the Young and Dundas Square Cinemas.
Oh, IMAX 3D. Right in the heart of it.
And you get to the IMAX 3D and you put those glasses on and you're like, oh, this is hurting my brain. And then it's so loud and it's a lot. But then you get used to it.
Right. Yeah. It is a bit of like what I imagine like aviation sickness is. Like you're like, and then you're like, oh, it's fine.
Yeah. So we were in the theater. We were watching it. First of all, I was supposed to go with... So me and Joel were going, but we were gonna meet up with Luke and his and his friend, or like my friend too. So Luke, friend of the pod,
you're meeting with friend of friend of the pod, brother of yours,
brother of Luke, the pod,
and a pal.
So we were supposed to sit with them, but I accidentally got a seat a row ahead, but on the other side.
Oh, whoa.
So I got there and they showed the Mission Impossible sneak peek of Tom Cruise being an absolute maniac. So I was like, oh my god, Luke's not here yet. He's missing it. He's missing Tom Cruise jumping off a fucking cliff on a helicopter.
Right?
Luke, not a helicopter, a motorcycle. This is important.
Whoa. That is important.
Yes, it's going to be a cinematic masterpiece. But
and then, it's so impossible. This mission is so impossible.
And then, like, right after, I get a text from Luke. Are you coming? And I was like, yeah, I'm here. What do you mean?
Yeah,
like,
where are you?
Did you see Tom? And I was like, yes, I saw Tom. Where are you? And he's on the other side. So that was the first thing that happened, which it was fine. Yeah. But then we're watching Avatar. It's loud. Mm-hmm. There's blue guys. For some reason, all of the like child blue guys, they say like bro and bitch and stuff like that. It's really funny. And James Cameron writes very funny and he's a silly guy. And it was very silly. But the water was really cool. And then there was a part and we were watching it and there's a big fish. And then all of a sudden the screen goes black and like an alarm starts going off.
Oh dear.
And we're all like, oh no. What does this mean?
What is occurring?
Like, what do we do? So we sat for like a couple seconds and then like a PA like announcement was like, okay, someone has pulled the fire alarm. You'll have to leave. And we're like, oh no. Oh. So we couldn't watch. We watched half of Avatar and that movie's so fucking long. So that's now we have to
Sit through it again. To get to the
where you were
at. So sad.
So, I don't know. Maybe we'll... I have to email Cineplex and be like, hello, this was so expensive. Please give me my money. Or give me, like, a voucher.
IMAX 3D. Tickets. Like, opening day.
Opening day.
Dang.
Yeah, so that was... Wow. It was really tragic. And we didn't get to see what happened with the big fish.
Oh, whatever will you do?
I really wanted to know what happened with the big fish.
You're going to be walking around out here like the majority of us just not knowing a little bit later.
But we have like the insider knowledge of the first half of the movie.
Right. Mm-hmm. No spoilers, please.
We watched those little blue kids say bitch to each other.
I like that spoiler. That's weird. A lot. That's really, I'm braced for it. I'm going to be like, I'm confusion. But
be ready. They talk real weird.
That's really silly.
It's interesting. But I can't give a full Avatar reaction because I did not watch the whole movie. Because
you can only give a half reaction.
Cineplex said, no, go away.
Yeah, they said, not today. What's happening? Hi, Joel. Tell my friend Joel I say hi.
Hi, Carly.
Hi, Joel.
She said hi.
The alarm went off. The fire alarm went off because the kid was about to have sex with the fish, and that would have been way too hot.
Oh, that would have been very bad.
They were sexualizing the...
That was not fun.
The teenage fish lady a lot.
I would never.
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear.
They made the fish people so sexy, it was really confusing.
Yeah.
Sexy fish.
James Cameron said, how about this? James Cameron said, curvy.
I love the sea. What if they're hot? Also?
He's like, we know that I love the sea. We got to make them hot.
Yeah. He's like, and you know what else I love? Hotness. Hotness plus the sea.
I love the sea and I love curvy bitches. I assume that's how he talks because that's how every character talks.
Oh, yeah. Curvy bitches. Yep.
Love it.
Mm-hmm.
Curvy, that's so funny.
Curvy bitches. Well, they all say things like bro and
they
bitch.
They all say bro.
They're like bitch ass at one point, I think.
They said bitch ass?
I think so. Wow. I can't remember.
James Cameron is edgy.
He's edgy now. James Cameron is edgy. James Cameron edgy.
Pass it on.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Only half of us have seen half the movie, but we deem it now. James Cameron is edgy, man.
James Cameron's really edgy.
An edgy guy.
Yeah, so that was interesting, and then we went and got some drinks after and just talked about how nice. The fish people were too sexy and the fish kids and the non-fish kids all said bitch and bro.
So weird.
Yeah, so that's what happened with Avatar. So I haven't seen Avatar yet, just half of it.
And it was just half getting of us have to seen the half of Avatar. Part.
It was just Dang getting to it. The water stuff.
Dang it.
I just wanted to see the water stuff. I think like all That's of fair. The conflict, I was like, no, go back to the water stuff. I just want to see them like looking at fish.
Yeah. Honestly, mm-hmm. I'd like to look at fish. That sounds mm-hmm. great. And I like to look at other people looking at fish, not gonna
yeah.
lie.
Yeah. There's one character, she's Sigourney Weaver, but she's a teenager, which is confusing because she sounds like
Wait,
Sigourney Weaver.
That's very confusing and I'm confused about it already.
Carly, it's a weird
I
movie.
I love Sigourney Weaver so much.
It's Sigourney Weaver and she's a teenager and she sounds like Sigourney Weaver, so she sounds old.
Like Sigourney Weaver now.
Yeah,
also.
But she really yeah. likes looking at the fish.
Oh, yeah. I love her mm-hmm. so much.
I love her, and I just want to watch her look at the fish. I don't care about wow. anything else, except for the whale.
That's really funny, because I guess, like, really, during the first Avatar, I didn't really, like, you know when you're younger and you see movies, and you don't really think about what actors are voicing what? Mm-hmm. You don't really recognize yeah. their voices so much, and now, as we're old people, we do.
Mm-hmm.
Old people, I say, we're not even three, old but yeah, people. Old people. But you do, you know how you recognize voice actors way
now
more?
That we're mature adults.
Now that we're full-on adults, mm-hmm. yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I never had considered that for this next Avatar that would be a thing. That I would be like, oh, this person is Sigourney Weaver. I know mm-hmm. who that is. Like, that's so bananas. I don't know why I didn't think of that.
Oh, my goodness. So that's why we didn't record on...
Fair. Yeah.
Friday. Well, Friday. Part of the reason we didn't record on Friday.
That plus... I am bad at knowing times and scheduling appointments.
Carly's fault, actually. It wasn't James Cameron's
fault. It was my
fault
first, and then it was James Cameron's fault. Mm. And then...
It was Cineplex's fault.
It was Cineplex's fault. Mm-hmm. So it's a three-layered issue, really.
So
like many things in this
world. The people at fault are Cineplex, yeah. the person, Cineplex.
The person, Mr. Cineplex.
James Cameron and yeah. Carly's mom.
That's right.
We're not blaming you. We're blaming Rena.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Thank you. Well, yeah, we'll move the blame because she was the reason I wasn't there.
Mm-hmm.
But that's okay.
Yes.
I will split the blame with those two lesser tiered famous people.
Lesser beings. Jim Cameron.
Mr. Cineplex.
Also, My computer just like mm-hmm. picks a random. It doesn't like my iMessage doesn't go to the person who has texted me. It just goes to like
right.
So I texted Kate that I was ready to record first.
Oh, that's really funny.
And then I said, "No, not you." And she said, "Rude."
So. She's like, I was
She's
ready.
Like, I was prepared. She's always ready to talk.
She's ready to. She has so much to say.
She is so ready to.
Wow. Say I
anything.
Love Kate. I miss Kate. She always tells me the most things, and I love
she
it.
She says the most. We went to mm-hmm. we went antique shopping together, and she will ask questions about things mm-hmm. and then I will answer yeah. the question, but right. like she won't listen. She's on to the next thing.
She's already moving. She's like I asked and I don't care and we're yeah. going.
I was like, Kate, you've done this like three good. times. She's like, yes, I know.
Like, she's aware.
I was
care.
Over it. I'm like, yeah, okay.
All right. I love it so much. Was it fun? You went to my antique mall.
We did go to your antique mall.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Did you see my booths? Were they nice?
I didn't. I don't know. I don't know which ones are yours. Fair. They don't say the knickknacks.
They don't say the knickknacks.
Why not?
They don't say. Because I think technically you're not allowed to, though a couple of them now, other I've noticed say. Recently, have their names. Mm-hmm. I know. But I signed a big, long contract in the beginning, like a few years ago now, when I started with just a cabinet. And now I have two booths. But it's like, you're not supposed to put anything that, like, makes you different. Which, like, is, like, assimilate, but, like, in an okay way for an antique shop, you know?
Maybe they don't care anymore.
Maybe they don't, though. That's the thing. You should ask. Like, I would like to put my little thing.
Because that's what I thought. I was like, I'll know which one Carly's is, because it'll say her little knickknacks. Yeah. And I did not say.
And it just didn't say at all. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I have one on the first floor that's not clothes, and it's just, like, old things. And then I have one on the second floor that's basically just a rack of clothes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Because I had gone maybe, like, a few days before you guys went, and I put a whole bunch of new stuff there. Okay. So, yeah.
I couldn't tell. It all looks like stuff.
It all looks like old
shit. It all looks like a bunch of stuff.
Bunch of things.
So that's our roundup of what I've been up to.
Nice. I like it. I appreciate all of it. What have I been up to? I went on a walk today.
Wow. Really fun.
With Pal of the Pod, Laura Welch.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. She said, she's like, it's Saturday. Do you have things to do? And I was like, only what we're doing now. And she's like, okay, if you want to do anything before that, let's do something. Mm-hmm. So I went to her house, and we had subs from Firehouse Subs.
Wow.
Not Spawn. Mm. It was really delicious. The veggie one specifically, she told me it was really good, and we got them one day, and I was like, it's actually really good. I've never had it before. It's pretty good. And then we went for a walk around her neighborhood, and she lives kind of like a little bit near the woods, so we walked around there too, and that was really cute and fun. And it was cold, but it was nice.
Yeah, it was cold.
Yeah, and then just like... I don't know. She's a fun friend because she'll just talk about anything and you're like, I love it. But she also is a friend who I can talk about like professional things with too because she's like in the industry.
She's a theater person.
Yeah, exactly. But also that's not the only thing we talk about, which I appreciate because there's, you know, when you're in an industry like what I do, people just want to talk about only that, right? Mm-hmm. It's like anything, really. When you're, like, work friends, all you talk about is work. And it's like, no, there's lots of other things to talk about.
No.
And it's weird, though, too, because, like, people sometimes who work in, like, as an artist, as an actor, as, you know, in the theater industry, like, their job is also their hobby. It's like they also just don't have things to talk about other than that.
Because like, it's all they think about all the time, which is scary. Yes. That's like, yeah, people who like work all the time and then like that's all that they think about. Especially, if you work in like the arts or like creative industries or even, I don't know, like people in tech will be like weird about that too.
They get like, weird into it. Yeah.
They're just like, this is my thing and this is all I think about.
It's my only part of my identity that matters.
And I personally hate work, so.
Yeah. We're not built a word. Yeah. We're built a vibe. Yeah.
I just want a vibe. Speaking of, look at this guy.
Oh, he's just vibing. A little sweet guy. A little sweet for a guy.
He's going to fall off the table. As soon as I start petting him, he's so dumb. He, like, perches on the edge of things or, like, lies on a chair and then... Yeah. You'll go to pet him, and he'll just, like, flop, but he's going to fall
off.
Because
he's a floppy
off.
Cat. Yeah, he doesn't care. He's like,
and dumb.
It would be worth it.
He's got his little tongue sticking out.
I also think he maybe doesn't know how big he is.
Yeah.
Like, he's not good. He's not good at spatial awareness.
He's going to fall off the table.
Yeah. He thinks he's a tiny guy, and he's a big man.
He's small, and he's not. He's moving
Buddy,
out.
You're a big man.
He's leaving.
Yeah. Yeah, you said he's leaving. Mm-hmm.
Wow,
it'll just be a one cat household again.
It will be, and the one cat is a tyrant, but like
but less, he was the first
less
one,
of one.
So.
At least it's only one tyrant instead of two.
Yeah. And at least he's the OG, so he's kind of allowed to be, you know?
He was my idea, so I feel responsible for him. This one, it's exactly. more just, he was just, like, foisted upon me, and I'm like, I, why is this my responsibility?
Poor Draco. He's just the afterthought. Poor Draco.
He loves these pets right now.
Oh, he's a good guy. Yeah. He's poor a lot, baby. But he's a good guy.
So traumatized. Only a little bit traumatized. He has to go to my parents' house for Christmas, and then he's moving in with Luke. So it's going to be a whole thing. Oh,
he'll
thing.
Be fine. It'll be weird, but he'll be fine.
No, he's a drama
He'll queen. Have lots of friends to play with, at least at your parents' house.
No, he has to like stay in a room with Annie because Kiki will kill them.
I know, but you don't think... I guess, I was going to say, you don't think he can... He's big. He can hold his own.
Okay, Kiki is a murderer.
I know, and... Kiki's a menace. I know. She's a menace to society.
She beats up the dogs.
You're right. She's the king of the castle.
She is. She...
Yeah, I know.
Like, the cats...
But he's beefy, though. You don't think he could hold his own?
No! He's
I
dumb.
Know he's a little sissy boy, but...
He's a little indoor, like, baby boy. And Kiki is an indoor-outdoor murderess.
Mm-hmm. Indoor, outdoor because she forced it.
Because she decided that she was indoor, outdoor. Because she said, I am not staying inside. And then eventually they were just
she said, you can't make me.
Okay, I guess you can go outside now.
Because I remember originally when she wasn't, when they'd first gotten her, she wasn't an outdoor cat
An indoor cat. And then
she was technically an indoor cat. And they really said, we're actually not going to let her outside. And
and she said no.
She comes and goes as she pleases. She doesn't care.
She fucking just pulled me out the door and they let her out.
It's so funny. Mm-hmm. There's no winning because she is the queen. She knows everything. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. You're right. Sorry. For a moment I was like, he's big. He'll be fine.
No.
No. That's true. That's true.
He's like the dumbest creature in the world.
Yeah.
He's not tough.
That's fair. He doesn't know.
He's just big.
He is just big. He's like a little bit like a big lummox. He's like, boop, 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 boop. That's why he walks through the world.
Absolutely. That's why he lies it's a noise on a he makes. Chair and you pet him and he falls off.
That's true. That's true. Aww. This has been Cecilia's pet corner.
That's why you feed him and then he eats his food like he's never been fed before and will never be fed again. And then he meows at you for more.
Because he's a fiend. He's a fiend.
He's a fiend.
An absolute fiend.
This is my pet corner. This is about Draco. Yeah. He's moving out. I'm kicking him out of my house.
This is an homage to Draco.
He is notably not my cat.
This is Draco's cat goodbye party.
Or Luke's cat, but he's now.
Mm-hmm, that's true.
He's Luke's now.
Yeah. He's Luke's problem now.
Luke's problem. Get him off my hands. Fall off the table. He hasn't fallen off the table yet.
You're giving get off my lawn energy.
Get off my damn lawn.
Get off my lawn.
Although he's not, he might be the bad cat of the day. And he was the bad cat of yesterday because he keeps knocking glasses off of the desk.
That's very much his energy, though.
If you leave a if you leave a glass on the desk overnight, he will knock it off. Yeah. And it will smash, and it will wake me up, and then I will go into the office and say, no.
No, not again.
Close the door and leave it for the morning.
Even better. You're like, this can't be my problem right now.
This is not something I'm going to deal with. I'm tired.
And that's how you know you are an adult. You save your problems for later.
I want to sleep.
You close the door, you say, not now.
Okay, we're just going to close the door so the cats don't fuck up their paws, but...
Be real.
Oh, is it be real time?
Yeah.
Wow.
Time to be real.
We're really getting some ghostly things happening today, Carly. We've talked about ghosts so much.
It's really, oh my god, I can't post this. I look like an actual ghost.
Mine is great. Okay. So you want to talk about ghosty things?
I would love nothing more than to talk about ghosts right now for a bit, for sure.
You don't sound convinced.
Only because I want to first post my Be Real and then, okay, great. I posted it
Fantastic.
So that a tiny group of people who follow me will know that we are recording our podcast. So now,
yes. So they know our our exclusive Be Real friends.
Oh my gosh, that would be kind of good. That's what I'm thinking. It's the new. I'll add you to my close stories. I'll add you to my Be Real.
It's so real. If anyone wants our Be Real, give us money.
Yeah, if you want to be on our B-Reels, we'll sell it to you. Join the Patreon.
I will sell you my B-Reel. Which still exists, so
join the Patreon.
It does still exist.
We'll add it as a perk if you join. But if you don't join, we won't. So, get wrecked.
Even on our, like, lowest tier, though. What's our lowest tier? Like,
yeah, $2? I think it's, like, $3. Wow, something.
$3?
It's
very, $3
like,
month?
Less than a coffee, for sure. That is less than a
coffee, and you can see us being real.
We're fascinating. Real every day.
We're such fascinating people. We do so much
things. We have absolutely not banal lives. We do. We are very interesting and very exciting.
So many things all the time. It's not just, like, me sitting on my couch and then me taking pictures of flowers at work.
No, it's not at all. It's not pictures of currently me writing grants and crying. Mm-hmm. It's not that. It's not at all. Why would you think that?
Okay.
It's not, I promise. So actually, it's not, because when I do that, I don't always take a B-reel. I go, not today.
Yeah, not now.
It must be fake today.
Carly, you're so fake.
I'm so fake, not taking my B-reels every day.
It's not called be fake. It's called be real.
It's called be real, Carly. You should be real.
Being real.
Okay. Well, I'll try more.
Okay. Who talks about ghosts?
You talk first, and then I talk second. Cause guess what, baby? We're back to basics, and we have a theme.
And we're talking about stuff. I can't remember who goes first and who goes second, even though I just asked.
You do, because I looked at the thing before today.
I go first.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay. So today.
But first, I think we should tell them what our theme is.
Yes. So it's. I don't know if y'all have noticed, but where we live, anyway, it's winter. Mm-hmm.
And it's winter, baby. Winter, we've been talking about how there's snow and stuff.
Winter be cold.
Winter be wintering.
Winter be wintering. And because of that, we will be speaking.
Spoiking. We're going to be spoiking.
I'm tired, okay. I don't remember her talk. We will be sharing some northern ghosts from...
That is correct.
Northern places.
Northern ghosts, meaning Northern America, like up in the cold.
Up in the cold. Mine personally is not America.
Great. Mine is. So
yours is.
Yeah.
I did like Northern, like Europe.
Oh, perfect. Yeah. In the cold. We were thinking cold.
We were thinking cold. Mm-hmm. We were thinking cold, and we did cold.
Like all, like Arctic Circle cold, right?
I'm
like
not sure.
Similar. Like mountainous winter cold.
It's north. Mine is the world's northernmost medieval castle.
Oh shit! That's so, north as heck. That's north. That's north as heck.
Pretty north.
I don't even know where that is, but I know that's north as heck.
Mm-hmm. Just you wait. So it's So my place is in Finland. So
beautiful. Oh yeah, that's
pronunciation
north, for sure.
Of things maybe not great.
A mystery, really.
I don't speak Finnish. I don't know if you know this about me.
We said off the top the languages we speak, and one of them was not Finnish, okay?
It was not Finnish. We did not say hello in Finnish. How do you say hello in Finnish? This is important.
We don't know how to say it, and Cecilia is going to learn right now.
It's hey.
On mic. Oh, it's H-E-I, right?
Hey or hi. How do you say it?
You know how it's similar to how they say it in Sweden, because I...
Hey.
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 Hey. Okay. I think it's similar to how they say it in Sweden. I just went to IKEA today.
Hey. Oh yeah, H-E-J. That's what H-E-J. IKEA says. That's what I put in an order at IKEA, and they said hey to me.
Hey.
A ghost.
A ghost. Terrifying.
So hey, we're talking about Finland. So we are going to Savonlinna in Finland. To Olavinlinna Castle, which is, like I said, the world's northernmost, most medieval castle.
Northern Yarmouth.
I also cannot say things in English.
You can't do Spanish. You can't do English.
Speak any of these languages.
It's going to be amazing.
So Savonlinna, I wrote it different this time. Definitely Savonlinna, is in the southeast of Finland. So not that north, but Finland.
Also the northernmost.
The northernmost medieval castle, according
to... So it is north.
According to a video by Ghost Finder General, Culture Trip, and CansalesMuseo.fi.
Nice.
So they all told me these things. And Wikipedia, and I don't know, maybe something else. I didn't write things down.
Love it.
So it has a population of just 32,000, which is one of the largest towns in the region,
Because it's Finland, yeah.
The city is very important because it hosts the mobile phone throwing world championships and has since the year 2000.
I'm silently screaming because I didn't know that was a thing, and that's very magical.
And now we know, and now I guess we have to go to Finland.
I'm looking up trips right now.
Now we have to
throw
some phones.
To go, that's so silly.
So Olavinlinna is also known as Saint Olaf's Castle. I guess that's what it means in Finnish. So it was in a very strategic area because it's close to the Russian border, or it was close to the Russian border at the time, and it defended Finland from Russian attack. It was, a really sparsely populated area because it's just sort of, north and in the middle of nowhere and foresty. And it's built on an island on Lake Saima. So it's all, completely covered and completely surrounded by water. So it's pretty, strategically good if you know about war stuff, which I don't.
Right. Yeah. But they were like, this is a great spot for war.
If you
want to
learn about war stuff, look it up because... All these things did tell me some more stuff, and I said, I don't understand or care.
You said, huh?
Huh?
Who? Where? Hey.
So the castle was completed in 1485 under orders of Danish knight Erik Axelsson Tott, back when Finland was part of the Kingdom of Sweden and under threat from Russia. So I guess history for a long time... Finland was a part of Sweden, so when we're looking at a lot of this stuff, technically it was part of the Swedish under the Swedish crown or whatever.
Got it.
The castle took 10 years to be completed and had the most advanced military architecture and technology of the time. So
dang,
pretty impressive for 1485.
That's pretty legit. Yeah.
So it has a pretty long history of Russia taking it and then. I wrote taken over by Russia and then untaken over, which I guess just means taken back.
Returned.
Untaken over and then taken over again. And then untaken over. But eventually there was a lack of actual military action in the area, and the rise of firearms made the defenses outdated because it couldn't take I don't know, cannon fire or whatever.
I mean, that makes sense.
And it
also, flights from Toronto to Helsinki are $1,000.
Okay,
round trip.
We'll regroup maybe next year.
Correct.
We'll talk about it next Christmas.
We'll have to save. Maybe it'll be a Christmas gift to ourselves.
Oh. Mm.
We'll regroup.
Yeah, we'll talk about it. We'll talk about it when I have more money. talk about it when everybody wants to see our B-reels and gives us so much Patreon money.
We will revisit this once our B-reels are off the chain.
Once our B-reels
because everyone is paid for
our
Patreon.
And everyone wants to see them. So give us money so that we can fly to Helsinki.
Correct. Sign up for our Patreon. It's linked where we link things.
It's linked where we link things.
You'll see it. It's on our link tree there.
So
just look. It's not hard. Or buy a mug or both. Okay.
Buy it. And just give us money. Just... Send money. Just send me a bag
of
cash.
Send money.
Send me an email and I'll send you my address and then send me a bag of cash.
No, you. She'll send you her email, and you can send her money to her email.
Send me a bag of cash.
Not in the mail. That is dangerous. She's not giving you your
not in the mail. Drop it off on my porch.
That's also dangerous.
Okay, I'll give you Carly's address.
Oh my god. Okay, she'll give you my address. It's not dangerous.
It's fine. It's in the suburbs. It's not dangerous.
It's fine. It's different. It's not dangerous. It's
different.
It's different kind of dangerous.
Okay, castle. So it ended up being abandoned in 1847. It was used as a prison for a while because that always happens with these sorts of buildings.
It's classic, yeah, when they're huge like that.
And then there was kind of a rise in Finnish nationalism and interest in its history. So it started to become a tourist attraction, and it started to become restored in the late 19th century into the 20th century. And then in 1961... they started like a large scale restoration, which makes it kind of look like how you would see it now. So it's in really good shape. Nice. It seems like a cool museum. The video that I was saying by Ghost Finder General is cool because it's like a video of the castle. Like it has like shots of just like walking through the like exhibits and stuff.
Cool.
So if you want to see what it looks like and see what it looks like inside, you can watch that video. It looks like a castle.
It's a castle.
Yeah.
I love that.
It's exactly it's nice to look at a castle. What you expect it to look like.
When you think a castle, you go, that's this one.
Yeah. Big ass nice. Rocks.
I love that.
Mm-hmm.
I really think that's fun.
So that started in 1961, this restoration, and was finished in 1975. Just in time for the castle's 500-year jubilee.
Oh, that's fun. It's really fun.
At one point, they also found that the castle just naturally had really good acoustics. So, not designed for that, but it did.
Yeah, that's interesting.
So the opera singer Aino Akte organized the first opera festival there in 1912.
That's cool. And I love opera.
They hold that there now. Every summer, there's an opera festival. At the castle.
Does it overlap with the cell phone throwing? I want to see them both.
I don't know. We'd have to look into that more. We might have to go and live here for a while.
We might have to go and stay for some time.
So that we can see both. They also have concerts there, it seems. There's like a theater in the castle. So maybe we can just go see like a show.
Or maybe we can do a show.
Live show.
I don't know.
Ghosts are everywhere. Live show at Olavinlinna Castle.
We'll fly into Helsinki. We'll say it's us, Finland. Mm-hmm. We'll get to that castle and we'll say, welcome to us.
Oh, welcome to us. Let's find some ghosts. So
that's right.
Carly, are you ready to cross something off of the bingo card?
I'm really excited, actually.
There are a couple of legends surrounding the castle. Of course, it's got to have some spooky stories.
Of course.
Classic. And one of them is about the Finnish maiden, because we're in Finland.
Yeah.
So the story goes that Ingel was the daughter of the lord of the castle, and she was said to be very beautiful and lovely, and everyone liked her. But at the time, the castle was under attack from the Russians, so there was a lot of... Russians kind of like just surrounding it. There's a lot of Russian soldiers.
They're rushing to get there.
And Girly made a mistake and she fell in love with one of the Russian soldiers.
Girl.
She said, you know what's sexy? All these these foreign men outside.
No.
So...
This sounds bad, lady.
She fell in love, and they would meet at the castle gates and outside the castle walls, and they vowed to love each other forever and ever, despite their forbidden love.
It's very dramatic.
So one night, he came to meet her at the castle gates and was like, hey, can I come in? And she was like, yes, my love. And she opened the gates of the castle to let him in.
Girly girl.
He was an asshole.
Good God, girl, get a grip.
And he brought a bunch of his other soldiers into the castle, and they, like, raided the place.
Yeah, because he's a smart soldier.
Yeah, he's a bad guy.
Good cop girl, get a grip.
Bad boy, she fell for the bad boy. Never do it.
Not worth it.
Don't fall for the bad boy.
Not worth it. Find yourself a nice boy.
Find yourself a nice boy.
Why don't you find yourself a nice boy?
It's all just we want nice for you.
We just want you to have a nice boy. Or girl, but a nice boy.
Perhaps.
A nice boy as someone who's nice for you because you're nice. That's all. That's all we want.
That's all we wanted for Ingle, too. Yeah. But she did not do that. So storm the castle, but the defenders of the castle were awoken and they managed to fight off the Russians, and her lover, her betrayer lover was killed in the battle.
That sounds like just desserts, you know?
Yeah, he's being an asshole. You get sliced.
You play with fire, you get boined, you know?
You get boined. Boined.
Boined. There's so many letters in that. Boined.
Boined.
You get boined.
Boing.
Bouncing to be boined.
Oi vey.
I a vault, okay.
Oh no. Cancelled. Alrighty. So Ingle, our poor girl Ingle.
So you're saying he wasn't a mensch, okay.
No, he was not the bad boy.
We're cancelled, okay.
So Ingle, our poor girl Ingle.
Yes.
So she, because she was the cause of all of this, the lords of the castle or whatever were like, she's got to be punished. And
I mean, that's not unfair.
Except
I'm worried about what their punishment's gonna be.
It's not great. So everybody kind of, they really liked her because she's like beautiful and charming and nice.
Right.
So all the villagers were like, no, don't do it. But they decided that she...
Please don't.
No, please, no. Not Ingle.
Please, whatever you do, don't do it. Oh, man.
But 'twas not to be, and she was sentenced to death for treason. And Carly, do you know how she was deafed?
No, Cecilia, if it's on the bingo, is it me when I think it is?
She was buried alive in the courtyard's walls. Our girl was bricked in.
Oh no.
Hole in the wall and they put the bricks over and they said, okay, that's where she is now.
How specifically? When you said it was going to be on our bingo card, did I know it was specifically going to be that she was big in?
Because as soon as I said it's on the bingo card, and guess what? There's a woman and she's going to have a bad time.
She's probably bricked in.
Bricked in. What's with all these guys and bricking in these ladies?
Why is this a choice? Like, why is this an option? So much.
Okay, we don't want to actually have to do violence on this person. We just want to passively make them die. Let's just put them in a wall.
We'll just put them in a wall where they can't leave.
It said
it's especially cruel and especially passive. So do they feel better about themselves? Is that the deal?
Have we brought up the that there's a word for this?
I think a long time ago we brought it up.
Immurement, because
it's like a wall within the wall.
Immurement,
because French. For wall.
Immurement. I don't know how to say it.
Immurement. That's where it definitely came from.
So they can put her in a wall and she's dead.
It's devastating.
So shortly after.
Oh no shit, Cecilia! She died.
They did not unbrick her.
She might have done this thing where she died. Like, we get it. She
died. Oh, so, shortly after, a rowan tree grew near where she was bricked into the damn wall. Because it was in, like, the courtyard area, so there's going to be some plants. So, a rowan tree grew, and the white flowers, which bloomed, were said to be symbolic of her innocence and a reminder of her tragedy. And the red berries are symbolic of her blood that was blood. Shed. Which her blood wasn't really shed. She was bricked in.
She was fully bricked in. They didn't, like, she didn't bleed anywhere because she was bricked in.
Bricked in. So there's no really there's no tree there anymore, but the story continues to be passed on and is, like, told around the castle.
Yeah, it is stuck. It's stuck to the place. It's stuck. The sticking place. This is the sticking place of this tale.
So another thing that is, like, connected to the castle are black rams, which is hardcore.
Oh, that is really hardcore. So the
first one is just, like, a story that I kept reading in different, like, sources. And I was like, is there more to it? But it's that, okay, so they were raising a black ram in the castle.
I just realized you said they were growing a black ram. I was like,
They were raising one. They were growing it.
They were growing solely following you. Great. Growing him big and strong.
He was due to be eaten at a St. Olaf's Day festival. Which I looked up, and that's July 29th. He's the patron saint of Norway, the Faroe Islands, carvers, and difficult marriages. So,
he's got some interesting ones. He does. A bit eclectic.
Yeah.
Saint Olaf. If you're struggling in your marriage, pray to Saint Olaf.
Saint Olaf, like Count Olaf.
Hello. Do you think St. Olaf says that? I hope he does.
I bet he does. He's talking about those difficult marriages.
Yeah, he's got an eye tattoo on his ankle.
He's making those marriages difficult.
Hello. He's the reason. He's the in-between. She's trying to find a wife.
So, our black ram, Carly, you're going to think there's more to the story, but there's not. So, before the black ram could be slaughtered, it fell off the castle wall into the stream below and drowned.
Oh my god, that's a very dramatic, traumatic death.
It is.
The ram said, not you can't get me.
So that's the one ram. He fell in the water.
Dang. He really said, I know ram. I tasted a little treat, but not for you.
He said, bah, ram, you. And then he fell in the water. And they did not have a ram for St. Olaf's Day.
Oh, they couldn't raise one in time.
So that's a story for some reason.
Because it couldn't go to the ram store.
Another black ram. So there was an attack on the castle, and there was a black ram that was just, like, hanging out. And he climbed the castle wall during an attack.
What? I'm scared.
Straight up and down. That's a good climber.
He really said vertical is the way to go.
So he climbed the castle wall, and he started to, like, beat it. Hooves and swing his horns around and just, like, be scary. And the enemy saw this black ram and they thought it was the devil and they ran away.
Of course they think it's the devil climbing the black up ram. A wall.
Climb up the damn wall. It probably was the devil.
Get this. The devil was in the wall along.
I think the twist of the story was that it was the devil.
Hell yeah, what a twist. It was the devil, for sure.
Wouldst thou like to live deliciously?
That's what he said that to them, and they said, devil.
They said no, and they fucked off.
They said, you need to get out of here.
Absolutely not. another story that kind of surrounds the castle that I read in a couple places is that there's a legend of a Vettahinen. I don't speak Swedish. That Wild. Lives in the water around the castle. So, speaking of sexy fish,
sexy fish. I like that's a theme. Spirits.
We thought this was a northern theme. It's actually about sexy fish. So he's a water spirit, often portrayed as a magical, powerful, bearded man with the tail of a fish. So he's that's like wild King Triton.
They said Hot Sexy Fish Man.
Hot Sexy Fish Man. It is said that he can cure illnesses, lift curses, and brew potions, but can also cause harm, not because they're, like, evil, but because they're curious about humans, and sometimes they, like...
Hot sexy fish witch.
Hot sexy fish. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, that's wow. all of Inlinna Castle.
What? That place is going on there. She goes, that's all, after she listed a laundry list of beyond imaginable things. That's you know, it.
We got it's all got the navel, things we want.
It's got a mobile hot phone throwing. Literally. Off the top with mobile phone throwing.
Scandinavian like, countries. There's weird shit going on there.
We really need to get to Scandinavia because they're just doing the most mm-hmm. with the most, you know?
They're doing some stuff.
They're out here just throwing mobile phones. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm obsessed. Mm-hmm. That's great.
So that's well, the castle.
That's beautiful. Beautiful thing. I'm going somewhere where things are much less oldly established in are the there traditional sexy fish? Western sense. I'd imagine there's sexy fish, though I don't believe there's any in my actual story.
Mm-hmm.
But this place is surrounded by a lot of water.
Okay.
It is very frickin' north.
Okay, so there's probably because sexy
we
fish.
Are headed to Alaska, baby.
Mm-hmm.
And Alaska is home to many sexy fish,
ooh.
As we all know.
Of course.
But, however, I'm not on the coast of Alaska. We're heading to the interior of Alaska.
Okay.
Where I'm sure they also have some sexy fish in lakes and stuff, mm-hmm. but it's not the same kind of, it's not a sea fish. Okay. You know? So we're headed to Birch Hill Cemetery.
Ooh, spooky. So,
and where is this? It's in Fairbanks, Alaska.
Okay.
Fairbanks is the largest and coldest city in the interior of Alaska and the second largest city in the state of Alaska.
Why is it founded the largest city if it's the coldest? Why'd everybody go to the coldest place?
It's the largest in the interior, not on the exterior.
Brr.
Yeah, it's cold. They said, we like it here.
No, thank you. Thanks. I personally would not want to live there.
Well, I personally wouldn't want to live in Alaska where it's
cold.
It's cold most of the time.
Burr cold. What does it mean that it's the largest? Are there like 4,000 people?
How many people are there? It's like quite a bit, I think.
32,000.
Yeah, it's like kind of big.
It's as many as my Finnish city.
Yeah, so that's another tie. Mm. Our cities are the same size.
Wow.
It's very cold. Today it's colder than here. It's like minus 26.
Too cold.
Celsius.
Yeah. No, thank you.
But also like that's kind of like Ottawa winter, you know? But it's
yeah,
also
it's
cold.
Bad.
It's also humid and windy.
They have an international airport.
They do. They do.
Good for them.
Cuz it's in the interior. It's the second largest city in the whole state. Biggest in the interior. And
looking at some
cool.
aerial shots, looks pretty damn small.
I mean, it's Alaska. This it's Alaska. I'm not out here to tell you it's like Toronto, mm-hmm. New York, L.A., like Chicago. I'm here telling you it's the second
in
biggest in Alaska.
Yeah.
And it was founded in 1901 by Captain Elbridge Truman Barnett,
mm-hmm.
who, and get this, Wikipedia calls a Yukon riverboat captain, banker, and swindler. And if that isn't what I want on my tombstone, then fuck all y'all. Because that sounds amazing.
Yukon Cornelius?
He might be the true Yukon Cornelius. Mm. Yukon riverboat captain, banker, and swindler. Come on! That's so funny. That's so funny to me.
When will someone describe me as a swindler?
I know. Like, list my credentials and then follow it with swindler at the end.
I can swindle.
So you question the you question how true the first ones are. That's so funny.
I'll swindle you up.
I'll swindle ya. Swindle you up and down. Swindle ya all around.
Swindle ya left and right.
Yeah. Swindle ya front to back.
Mm-hmm. All the way.
Swindle ya round town.
Swindle ya. Two ways till Sunday. What's that one?
Yeah, I don't know. So many ways to Sunday. Swindle you to and fro.
No. Back and forth.
Swindle you 10 ways to Sunday.
10 ways to Sunday?
I don't know.
I just don't know.
Well, there's not. Is it amount of days until Sunday? Or is it just like.
I'm right. I'm searching it. 10 ways to Sunday.
Is it 6 seven ways
from Sunday?
Oh, from Sunday?
What? No. Is it 6 or 7 ways to Sunday?
Is this like a Mandela effect thing?
Oh, where wait. It's what we variations think it is, but it's not. Of the phrase include 6 different ways to Sunday or 6 ways from Sunday.
Oh.
As well as changes in the number used, such as 7 or 9.
Not 10? Are you sure it's not 10?
No, it's only 7 or 9. Not number 8. Dang.
What happened to 8? Poor 8.
I don't know.
Wow. All
right. We're learning today.
We're love to learn today. We're sharing. We're learning. Mm-hmm. And we're learning more about Fairbanks, too, which became a permanent settlement because of, you know, our Yukon Riverboat Captain Banker and Swindler, who doesn't come up again, by the way. I just needed to share that information.
I wish I was a riverboat captain. How do I become a riverboat captain?
How do you become a riverboat captain? This is the question of the day.
Like, kids these days are riverboat captains.
Kids these days don't want to work anymore. What happened to riverboat captains? Kids these days
don't want to be riverboat captains. Millennials are ruining the riverboat captain industry. The riverboat industry.
The lighthouse industry is dying because the riverboat captain industry is dead. The young people just don't want to do these jobs anymore. The young people just
don't care about riverboats.
They don't care about riverboats like we used to.
Oh, God, we are off the rails today.
Oh, God. So, though the indigenous peoples, the Alaskan natives and the Northern Athabascan have always called the area home, obviously, we know this, colonialism, it's not anything new, it wasn't until the founding of Fairbanks that a need for establishing cemeteries in the area arose.
Mm-hmm.
Right? More people move in, more people be dying, they need somewhere to put them.
People do be dying.
People do, they be out here living, they be out here dying.
You that's can't life, brick baby. Them all in.
You might want to try. I wouldn't suggest it.
No, don't.
But you can't. It's not worth it.
We do not recommend immurement.
We couldn't. Can't stress enough.
Do not condone.
Yeah, we'd like to be very clear for legal reasons and also just human reasons. We do not condone immunity.
We are human resources, and we say, don't do it.
That's right. That's right. In 1903, they didn't do that. So okay, instead, good. They established Clay Street Cemetery, which was founded at the very edges of the original town site. And when that became full, in 1938, the town established Birch Hill Cemetery, atop a hill on the north slope of the city, like quite a bit further away.
Mm-hmm.
It was surrounded on 3 sides by dense woods and makes up about 32 acres. The first burial was in 1938 of a woman named Serena Zimmerman. Her husband, Anton, and his second wife, Esther, were later buried there as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of the place, you know. I was going to say it's kind of the place to be. It's kind of the place you end up, you know.
The place to no longer be.
Honestly, that's more accurate.
The place to cease to be.
Oh, poetry.
Mm-mm-mm.
The cemetery is made up of different sections, including ones for Alaskan natives, Catholics, and even organizations and societies like the Eagles and the Masons.
Mm.
So it's just got a bunch going on. The cemetery was donated to the city in the 1950s and in 2007 was transferred to Fairbanks Funeral Home. The cemetery is most known for its collection of folk monuments, natural landscape, and of course, in certain circles such as ours, ghosts.
What?
Shocking. Now, as I mentioned, the cemetery has a bit of a folk style. If you look at the graves here are really beautiful and lovingly laid out, but there's not really what you picture when you picture a cemetery, at least when I picture a cemetery, which I usually picture like imposing granite, headstones, family crypts, kind of the European style, Victorian style cemeteries that we're used to seeing, you know, where we live. And it seems here in Alaska, most graves are simply marked by a wooden cross and are adorned by family members as suit them.
Okay.
So it's like a little more naturalistic, a little more folk.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually very beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And just a different vibe. Maybe they've stuck with this style because it's what has been there since its establishment, but the wooden crosses aren't the only ones that seem to have stayed since the cemetery's early days. Since its opening in 1938, people have witnessed a white lady. Get your bingo cards out.
Oh, bingo card.
Whoa, double bingo. All right. The lady in the color.
They've
witnessed a white lady moving among the graves. White being capital color white, not necessarily white skin, though I think that probably white also, but I don't know. Some have reported seeing her wandering the grounds in an early 1900s dress and a fancy hat, similar to what would have been worn around the time of Fairbanks' founding, though some paranormal investigators in the area believe they may have figured out who this white lady could be, and it kind of disputes, like, basically why she would be wearing that or what she would be wearing.
Okay.
They did not witness her in her early pioneer vibes, but instead when they did an EVP session, which is like, you know, enhanced video, like recording. We know what EVPs are. I don't know why I'm explaining this.
if you're here,
you probably know. And if you don't, you'll definitely know.
It stands for electromagnetic frequency.
Sure. It doesn't, but okay.
Is EVP.
We're very qualified for our job.
We know so much.
We're qualified strangers on the internet to tell you what we know.
Electronic voice
phenomenon.
Picking up.
Phenomenon. I actually know what it is. Electronic voice picking up. Hello, it's me.
Hello, bonjour.
It's just like a recording.
Yeah.
It's a fancy way of saying, like, basically they use EVP as like a
ghost voice.
So they did an EVP session and asked about the white lady at the cemetery that many see, and they were met with a man's voice that responded, Helen. So they were like, okay, I guess her name's Helen.
Who dat?
And turns out they were near a grave of a woman named Helen Findlay.
Okay.
The only thing is, she died in 1956. So maybe that's who she is.
Maybe it's like a younger version of her, though.
It very well could be. And or either the white lady isn't in like period clothing, or she is and it's someone different, or, you know, there's lots of options.
Yeah.
Or you're right, Helen. She's just a younger version of herself, or it is a different Helen, or this man's just talking about Helen because they're near Helen.
He's just like, it could be anything. Forget about her. What about Helen?
Have you heard about Helen?
Check out Helen
over there.
I don't care about this white lady. We're talking about Helen.
I want to talk about my girl Helen.
She's much more interesting.
Regardless, the white lady is not the only odd sighting at Birch Hill. Because many have reported seeing things like orbs of light appear, as well as at least one shadow figure lurking among the graves. Maybe that's Helen. I don't know. But on top of that, there are at least two more full-appearing ghosts that people have witnessed. Apparently, many have seen a little boy throughout the cemetery, as well as a young girl in a white dress. So, like, maybe the young girl is wearing the, like, old-timey clothes. You know, like, there could be a bit of, like, discrepancy there. I'm not 100% sure.
Or different sources say different things. The white lady shows up at different, like, periods of her life.
Ooh, it's maybe all the same lady. Mm-hmm. Interesting. I got a lot of my information today from Wikipedia, lonelyhepcat.blogspot.com, puzzleboxhorror.com, and the book Haunted in Alaska by Marie Tace.
Right.
Ooh. But yeah, so like maybe, because yeah, between like correlating those, it was kind of unclear. Like of all the details.
Yeah.
Because, you know, people see different things sometimes when they go places and have different accounts. So yeah, maybe it is all the same person.
Maybe.
White girl. White lady.
White lady.
And with so much reported activity, Celia, it's no surprise that various paranormal groups, including the Paranormal Explorers of Alaska, their acronym being PEAK, use the cemetery as an investigative and training space.
Okay.
So some of these groups, as I mentioned earlier, have captured through the years some EVPs, including hearing unexplained like movements throughout the cemetery, and even have captured a compelling misty photograph. And while Birch Hill Cemetery is a place of sweet and spooky encounters, it's also sometimes a full-on bummer. Like how in 2018, vandals uncovered a coffin and broke its latches in the Native Alaskan section and no one was charged.
Oh, no.
Or how vandalism was once again reported on at least two more Native graves in 2020.
Ooh.
So, you know, bad things, good vibes, but yikes. Also people be yucky.
Mm-hmm.
You can still buy plots at Birch Hill Cemetery. There's still plenty of room to be laid to rest among the trees and the wind and the spirits.
Spooky.
And that, my friends, is another than Birch Hill Cemetery, right. Alaska.
We love an old cemetery.
Ooh, it's so classic. Mm-hmm. And like, I don't think I've done one in a while. And mm-hmm. I was like, I think it's time.
Mm-hmm.
We just do a classic cemetery. And yeah. Honestly, who doesn't love a white lady in a cemetery? She's kind of the classic one, you know?
I love white ladies.
Like, she's either like the white lady, just a couple of white ladies, honestly.
Uh-huh.
It's always like a white lady at cemetery, a white lady on a staircase.
Yeah.
Isn't that what you picture? Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She's in a long white dress and she's floating along.
She's floating.
She's floating.
She's floating.
She's maybe wailing.
A wailing woman. We haven't had a wailing silent. Woman in a while.
No.
We've had some quiet ladies recently.
Yeah.
Well, some just quiet
come
people
on, ladies,
in general.
Speak up.
Come on, ladies. Wail for me.
Wail for me.
Oh, God. It's the opposite of Phantom of the Opera. It's Phantom of the
Wail for me.
Wail for me. And Lady just starts screaming. Yeah, please wail for me.
So north.
That was great. We did really north times.
We did really north. We did it because it's winter. And guess what, guys? Christmas.
Yeah. Oh my gosh! Guess what? Stay freaking tuned for next week.
Stay
when we give you our
tuned.
Yuletide vibe episode. Yeah. Our favorite Yuletide vibe of the year.
So we'll have some spooky Christmas stories for you next week.
Yeah. As we always do. As we always do with our Christmas special. Because it's special.
It is special.
The second spookiest day of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Which we you know, have famously said many on occasion.
Yes, we have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's true.
So that's that, and that's spooky.
That's that on
do
that.
Do you think we talked about enough about nonsense on the top?
I think we maybe did. I feel like we can wrap it up nice with a bow for the holidays.
Yes. So thanks so much for listening. You can find us on Instagram at GhostTheyAreEverywherePod and on TikTok and on whatever else exists.
Yeah, on all the places you'll find us. We're easy to Google.
If you want to see our B-reels.
You have to sign up for our Patreon. We said this earlier. You gotta pay us.
Pay us.
We ain't giving it out for free.
We'll give you those B-reels and you can see us
being
damn real.
That's true. If you sign up for any tier of our Patreon,
any.
We will give you the listed perks plus private special access to our B-reel.
Yes.
Our B-reels. Both of our B-reels.
Mm-hmm.
They're very
not
silly.
Just
sometimes
one.
They're together.
Sometimes we
take the same picture.
Like
for
today.
B-reel. It's like the opposite. Like today was really silly. And you can get in on the silliness too.
Get
just
in on
saying.
It.
Get in on the ground floor.
Yeah. So.
But before we go, Cecilia, I do have a question for you.
Oh, yes.
Really quick.
Whatever could it be?
Whatever could it be? It's really a mystery.
Hmm.
But it is indeed... Have you seen any ghosts lately?
No, I've seen some blue guys, but not all of them.
Just about half of them.
Just about half of them.
Nice. Okay.
Godly.
Yes, Cecilia.
Have you seen any ghosts lately?
It's the creepiest way you could have ever asked me that. I actually
am I not allowed to call you my dear?
You age yourself 70 years in like the span of 6 seconds, and it just scared me horribly. I looked away and I heard that and I said, ah,
Carly, I don't know if you know what acting, but that was that.
Carly, you might not have heard of it, but it's called acting.
You might not know about it, but I just did it. You just saw it. I transformed myself.
Oh my god, you... No, but you did so much that it was alarming to me on the other end of this. Like, I actually was like, oh no.
Oh boy.
For a second, I really was like, oh dear.
Mm-hmm. I really channeled that white lady.
You scared the shit out of me just a bit. Mm-hmm. Okie dokie, pal. Well... Thank you, pals, all of you.
Thanks,
for listening in kids. On this nonsense for another week.
Mm-hmm.
And we love you, and we'll see you next week for some bye-bye. Extra special holiday
for
nonsense.
Happy holidays for our Yuletide carols.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Bye!
Bye!
Perfect.
Good insight.
No, he couldn't get it out.